Yes, it is. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. And I praise you, Father, for your leading tonight to lead us into all things that you want us to talk about. Not only that, Lord, we're looking for answers, and the answers are going to come. And I praise you for that. And I thank you, Lord, for exposing all the enemy to the world. And I praise you, Father, that you're doing that even as we speak. And I thank you, Father, for bringing down the deep state in the church and in the government. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for bringing on this man-child ministry. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do tonight. I ask for your Holy Spirit's leading in everybody's life. I thank you, Father, that we are doers of the word, and we're not just hearers only. We step out and do what the things that you want us to do, and that is to believe and have faith and to set the captives free out there. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord, that the gospel, the good news, the real good news is going forth and people are coming out of bondage in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, I thank you for your Psalms 91 protection upon everybody in this and within my hearing in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Lord. I'm just going to read Psalms 91 right now, and y'all can receive it or not. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Thank you, Lord. And he will cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, the God, yes. And for thou, O Lord, art my refuge. Yes, you are, Lord. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. Yes, we have, Lord. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. That's a natural yes. And we thank you for it, Father. For he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank you for all these angels round about us, Lord. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. That's exactly right. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, you're down under us. The young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot in Jesus' name. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord, I believe every word of it and I live under it. We all live under the Psalms 91 protection. And all of the benefits of it in Jesus' mighty name. I do not. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord and my God. I thank you for it. There is a song by Michael Carr that I'd love to hear. I can't think of the name of it. Glory to God. anybody got a prayer request while we're waiting on a song to get up here? How about a testimony?
Hi, Michael. This is Terry.
Yeah. Terry, how you doing, girl?
I'm just requesting prayer. I just have been feeling under the weather today.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Terry to you. We praise you, Father, because your word says that by his stripes she was healed. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command all spirits of infirmity off of Terry. You go from her right now and take all the symptoms with you and leave her body now in the name of Jesus. And we don't mean maybe. We thank you, Father, that she is cleansed of all of this infirmity and that she is completely healed of all this infirmity. And I thank you, Father, for giving her bold faith to declare it and confess it and thanking you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Y'all believe that for Terry? Amen. Yes, we do. Amen. We rebuke all oppression from our sister Terry, too, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you.
All right. Glory be to God. You heal, girl. You are healed. Praise God.
I am. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? Ah, this is pretty neat. I picked this up and it says, the Spirit speaking through Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13, for it is God who is at work within you, willing and working his own good pleasure. What's his good pleasure? That we are healed, delivered, and set free from every bondage in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. Not only that, we give out the good word of God. And that makes us all know that God lives in us and loves us. Praise God forevermore. Whew. I tell you what, God's doing a wonderful thing. I know we've been busy, very busy here lately, but I see God working in a lot of people right now. It's a good thing. It's a real good thing. Thank you, Jesus. And there's a lot of witchcraft being thrown out there. And, I'll just let you know here, we're doing a fast here to come against the enemy, not only the enemy, but also to bring back those that God has chosen to come back. And, Father, we just thank you for that. We're doing a fast. Don't know how long it's going to be, but we'll see. Yeah, Joe.
I just say a big thank you for Father from Wednesday. It was only 2 hours load shedding and Thursday only 2 hours load shedding. So it's getting better. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that he's going to have a time here where he ain't going to have to lose any lights. And it's going to be on all the time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. It's going to be sick of light. No, I'm just kidding. No, praise God. That's okay. That's all right. Is it a foot stomper? Oh, we'll see. All right. We got a song for tonight. Go ahead, Julie. Roll them, as they say.
Hey, would you share your screen? Or can I share my screen, rather?
Yeah, I'm trying to get down there. All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And I hear the voice of Ezekiel prophesying to these dry bones. Live again, live again. Those who are sleeping, those in the grave, live again, live again. Those who are sleeping, those in the grave, live again. I hear the sound of an army, a nation preparing.
glory. Hallelujah. Rise up an army. Thank you, Jesus. That's a battle. That's a battle song if I ever heard one. Glory to God. Get your sword out and go to whacking heads off. My goodness gracious sakes alive. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. That gets me in a battle mood. Anybody got a devil they want stomped? Huh? Well, we all have dominion. Every one of us. All right. Yeah, Missy.
I just thought of a prayer request. oh gosh, it was like maybe 2 years now. I had this issue with my RAV on my way back, I think from down there, and all of a sudden my VSC came on, my brake light came on, and my airbag thing came on, and my cruise wouldn't work. Well, today I went out to the grocery store, and then when I went to get back in, those lights came on, and I thought, that's the same thing that happened before. But when it happened before, I just kept claiming that it's fixed, commanded to be fixed and praised and thanked the Lord and everything. And it was like maybe 2 weeks. And one day I was on my way back home or something or whatever. I decided I was going to check and see if it worked, and it worked. And it's been working since then. Well, I got the same issue again, and I'm like, nope, the Lord fixed it once. He's going to fix it again. You know, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. So I want you all to agree with me, and I'm just going to, and it will be fixed. It will be fixed. Amen. It is fixed by faith. It's going to be manifestly fixed because I have to take it in to get it inspected on Tuesday. State inspection and emissions. And it's like, nope, they're not even going to have the opportunity to speak a curse on my RAV. Nope, it's going to be done. It's finalized now, and it's going to manifest by the time I got to take it in. It's Amen. Already done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for fixing it, sending your angels and fixing
thank
it.
You, Lord.
You did it before, and you can do it again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, thank you.
We don't have inspections anymore. We don't have them in Arkansas. Down south, they don't have them. It's just up north.
Mm-hmm.
They have them in California, too, in all the blue states. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thanks. Anybody else? That car is going to be a great car from this point on.
Yep.
Going to get 25 miles to the gallon in the city. Glory to God. I see doubt and unbelief there, Missy. Not you, huh? Nope.
It's gonna last me. I won't need to get another one. It's gonna last me.
Amen. And that's Jesus, a good looking little car.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Marilyn.
Yeah, I have a question I wanted to ask Benjamin and Andrew. Did y'all get some rain up there? I've been watching your radar, and it looked like that there was rain.
Yeah, we got some rain
in that area. Pardon?
We got some rain for sure.
Yeah, all the no more smog. It's good and clear now. Regular.
Amen.
Are you over close to where the fires were?
They were just north of here.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, it was orange sky. Now it's all the way down at Connecticut. That's where the
It's down here in Tennessee, too.
Yeah, it'll be gone in a couple of days.
No, that's not acceptable. It's gone now in Jesus' name.
A lot of days came with the rain.
All I saw this morning was Trudeau written across the sky up there. I said, well, send it back. Glory to God. send it back. Oh, my. Yeah.
On at forest fires all over the world, and this was the one of the biggest areas in the whole world. I think it was second on the whole world. There's always this place in Russia next to Caspian, and it's always very bad water quality there. It must be a big plant there or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they said this is the biggest wildfire that's ever been that they know of.
Yeah.
I saw a deal on the news that showed helicopters starting the fires. Government helicopters starting the fires. So I don't know if that's...
They could have been trying to burn some out to try to deflect the fire a different way.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Missy.
Somebody else here.
You can hear anything but meat frying and money rattling.
Talking about directed energy weapons.
Uh-huh.
With these fires getting started.
Backfires.
Right.
Yeah.
Fire.
Be a,
yeah, Missy.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, Barry, was because I had heard before a few years ago that they were shooting those energy directed energy weapons from helicopters. Anyway, we just had a shower go through, which was really needed because it's been so dry. We even had rain for like 3 weeks. Thank you, Lord. Bring some more rain.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. And yeah, it's like when I walked out, when I opened the door a little earlier, I thought it sounded like it was raining. I went to look and it was, but it was like you could, because of the rain, like washing the air out, you could smell the smoky smell more. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, if you got high humidity, that smoke's going to come down and permeate the air. That's what happened here, I believe. We could smell it. Smoke all the way down here. And I understand they could smell it in Arkansas. I'll tell you, they have some over in Arkansas even.
That, and we're only in the springtime. It's not summer yet. It's not fall where everything's dry yet. You know, it's the spring. You know, usually it's the land is still wet and stuff.
I had to turn, this is what, June the 8th? I had to turn my heater on in the truck this morning. I was so cold. Yeah, ain't that something? That ought not to be. That's against God's creation.
It was 43 degrees this morning when I got up.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
For goodness sake. Lord, we just come against all this weather manipulation in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for just a nice warm summer with a lot of rain, with rain when we need it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, right here in this region and everywhere else. Okay. Everywhere it's needed, everywhere your elect is. All right. Anyone else? Yes, that's right, Isaac. I had one of those 1 year. I was raising rabbits. We had a pot blessing. And it was good. It was so good. That's back in about 2013, I think. And I had that. 12 or 13. All right. Anyone else? Everybody good to go. Well, Lord, we just thank you that everybody is getting up in the mornings, putting on their battle gear and going to war. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that we're winning the battle. We're winning the war. We know what the end result is. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for neutralizing the enemy. In the name of Jesus, ever what it takes, Lord, ever what it takes. And I thank you, Father, for bringing back all your elect out of the faction, humbled up and ready to go to work in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. And I know it's going to happen because you showed us dreams and visions about it. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing Amber back too. Lord of God, I had a vision I heard this morning. Just a brief, brief vision. We were over at Don and Marlene's, and I had a vision of, as we were coming out the door, getting in the truck, I had a vision of Amber. And she was, gosh, she was beautiful. And she was shining like a neon sign. Man, I'm telling you, I mean, she's glow all around her. Just brief, just like that, and it was gone. But boy, I know she's coming back. Glory to God. Can y'all imagine the tale that she's going to be telling? Ooh, glory to God. We're going to sit at her feet for until we all get through with all the questions that we have. Maybe. I don't know if Brandy will let us do that or not. She's a sweetheart. She was a sweetheart. The last 2 weeks that she was before she went home, the love that permeated out of her was the love of Jesus. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. The transformation in her was just, I just sat and I wonder, I said, what is this? Golly, this is awesome. This is so awesome. And she, Brandy would tell us, you know, if she talk about people, she said, oh, I wish they'd come by and see me. I want to love on them. You know, that kind of stuff. Oh, my gracious. Anyway, it's going to happen. It's glory to God. Yeah, Andrew.
Hi, I have a prayer request. It concerns a verse that I've seen in the Bible, in Isaiah 61, verse 8. I'm just going to have to go and look it. For I, the Lord, love justice and hate robbery and iniquity, and I will give them their recompense in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I just wanted to bring it up because it's, we, according to Ephesians chapter 5:1, we have to imitate our Father. If he doesn't, if he loves justice and hates when the brethren are being robbed with iniquity, you know, we have our fellowship with righteousness, not with sin. And the children of God need correction, Lord. They need their provision from you, Lord. They need their reproof. They need their doctrine, their prophecy, Lord, instruction in righteousness, Lord. We don't want our brothers and sisters to be robbed with iniquity, Lord. We love justice because our Father loves justice. We sometimes don't know how to pray against things or what we should be praying, Lord. And I think this is one of the answers anyway. So thank you, Father, for revealing that to me. And the other portions of this verse, Lord, where you can restore the covenant and give them the truth. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I got sidetracked. I don't know if that was a question or not. I hope it wasn't. Okay, good. Good statement. I believe it.
It was just a prayer for unity, for one church, for the Lord to manifest creation.
Amen.
Creation and correction for the people.
Amen. Before it's all over and said, that's what's going to happen. He's going to bring his true people out, and it's going to be in one unity. We're going to be all one body in Christ. That's what he wants. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And I believe that y'all remember Donna. She used to be on here with us. I think she was from where? Nebraska? Nebraska. And she works in the medical field, and she's having to work during this time. So, Lord, I lift up Donna to you, Lord. I know she listens to the broadcast, rebroadcast. And, Lord, I lift her up, and I thank you, Father, for changing her hour so she can get back with us and fellowship with us once more. And I thank you for that, Father. But while she's on this other ship, Lord, we ask that you bless her mightily with wisdom and discernment and the words to say to people about your gospel, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Donna's life now. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Yeah, Missy.
I just thought of a praise report and a prayer request. I was speaking to my boy's father, my ex-husband, yesterday about something. And he brought up about the well, I actually said to him about that, you know, Kurt has a job there now where he is, you know, installing the hydraulic lifts for the cars, you know, like I told you all, like in auto mechanic shops or whatever. Anyway, he's only been working there a week and a half. And they already put him in charge of a crew, a work crew. And I was like, wow. And it is like, gee, you know, that surprised me, but it shouldn't have, you know, because Kurt, he's ever since he was little, he's just been so mechanically inclined, you know, that's just him, you know. He's good with his hands. He's just good at building things, making things, fixing things, whatever. And so I'd like to pray for him. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for I believe this job is an answer to prayers. And I just ask you, Lord, to keep Kurt humble, Lord, that this doesn't go to his head, Lord. Just keep him humble and that he continues to do well, Lord, and that, you know, that you just use this job, Lord, to draw him to yourself, however that looks, Lord. Just use this as one of the things that he recognized, Lord, that you, Lord, that this job is from you, Lord, however you want to reveal that to him, even if I have to say, well, Kurt, this is an answer to my prayers. So, but anyway, Lord, and I just thank you and I praise you, Lord. And I just, I forbid this job to be a hindrance to the family life, and that it not affect anything in his family life, his marriage or with the children and all, but that, Lord, that it, you only use it for good for them, Lord. And that, Lord, I'm believing, Lord, that they're going to come to the conclusion that the best thing for them to do is have Brooke quit working, Lord, that it's going to be a much better pay and that he is going to advance, and make enough, you know, that they're not going to have to, it's not going to be hard for them, Lord, for Brooke to quit working. And Lord, especially with this LGBTQ thing going on in schools, Lord, I've told Brooke I could see her and Megan both teaching their children one day, and Brooke said, she says, well, we need my income. Well, maybe not anymore. Before long, you know, and just reminder, Lord, that I said that, you know, and she kind of like was like, well, you know, thank you, Lord, for giving me the boldness to speak up and say that, you know. And I praise you, Lord, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I want to pray for Tabitha, Mika, and Daniel. Lord, I thank you for opening up their little heads of mush and stuffing you all in it, giving them all the scriptures, putting Jesus in there and filling them up with the Holy Spirit, with all the gifts in operation in each and every one of them. And I praise you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for giving them wisdom and discernment into everything that's of you, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father. And not only that, I thank you for giving them bold faith that when they know that when they put their hands on somebody to heal them, to pray healing on them, that they know that you're going to heal them. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in these children's lives. And well, they're getting on up there now. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. Y'all receive that? Okay. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because it is done. All right. Beautiful kids. Don't tell them I said that, Claire.
I didn't mute you.
Okay. I don't want to get big heads. All right. Who's next? I want to pray for the, I see the Galchenkos over here too. I want to pray for Max. I forgot Theo Jr. Happy birthday, Theo Jr. Belated birthday. Thank you, Lord, for blessing all of those children too. Max, Theo Jr., and Max, and Gabriel. Lord, I ask for the same thing for them, that you bless them with wisdom, discernment, and that, Lord, when they read the Word of God, it just comes open to them, and it comes alive to them. And I think because it is, it's a book of life. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for all of these children in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, for giving them bold faith to believe that when they put their hands on somebody to heal, they're going to be healed because God loves them and they know it. And I praise you for doing that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for boldness in my, but I ask most of all for joy, peace in their heart, and grace, lots of grace. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that there are all of these children. I just pray for all of them. Isaac's boys, Benita's, everybody that's got children here. We just pray God's blessings upon them in a mighty way. Lord, you know what they need. And I'm asking you, Father, to go ahead and fulfill everything in them that you want done. In Jesus' name, and Lord, I think it's going to be a short work. And I praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I see some little ministers in those boys of Isaac's. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Michael. But no worries. Theo's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was the 6th.
No, the 9th.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'll be able to get to him. Thank you, Lord. All right, Benita. I need to write that down, too.
Hello, and thank you for the blessing for the children. Amen for that. I just wanted to share with you, I was at my mom and dad's this weekend, and my uncle was here from India, and they started talking, you know, politics and religion and everything and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, I just tried to not get involved too much because I didn't want to throw pearls, you know, where they weren't accepted. So, my dad today, it was so funny. I asked him if he could picnic up on Friday after work at 10 o'clock at night and have him go down there for the weekend. And he said, yeah, we can do that. No problem. And then my mom called me back 5 minutes later laughing. She's like, you wouldn't believe what your dad said. I said, what? They were laughing so hard that she's like, well, he said he'll picnic up if you promise you can get him into heaven. I said, oh, well, that's already done, Dad. It's done. He said, and he's so funny. He's like, but just the way I am. He had to throw that in there. Just get me into heaven just the way I am. And I was like, well, I'll just let the Lord work on you however he wants to work and make it so that that's the way you are. So you'll get there. So that was my response to him. So he's thinking about heaven anyway. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for doing the work already. I just believe it. And for all our families, Lord, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. There's Megan right there. Okay. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? All right. What's the subject tonight? Go ahead, Julie.
I think Tuesday you mentioned we might continue the discussion from Tuesday night about the image of Christ. What does the image of Christ look like?
Yeah, what are our benefits as a child of God? That'd be a good one to talk about tonight. Who are you in Christ? Huh? Who y'all is? Let me know. I'm just an old boy at March. I don't know a whole lot. And I need somebody to tell me.
I'm beloved in Christ Jesus.
Amen. You got the mind of Christ too, don't you? What a God. All right. Everybody tell me something about themselves. Take a word out of scripture and tell me about yourself, who you are in Christ. Yes, Claire.
I have been redeemed from the curse of sin and death.
Yes, you have. Glory to God. As we all have. Thank you, Father. All right. Who's next? Yeah, Marilyn, go ahead.
I was one of those lost sheep that Jesus came to seek and to save.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you did too. Praise God forevermore. All right. Who's next, Missy? Now go ahead, Claire.
I am the righteousness of Christ.
Yes, you are. Praise God. All right, men, y'all gonna let these women do all the talking? Huh? Go ahead, Missy.
I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live in faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. And I'm dead unto sin, alive unto God.
Oh, with your bad self, girl. That's good. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That's exactly right. Go ahead, Lana. Look at these women.
I just wanted to give a little context here. I am potty training little Gabe, who's not even two yet. This is not to puff myself up. It's just because it seems a convenient time. But he's a very energetic kiddo, and I have to stay glued to him. And I am simply claiming that I do not grow weary in doing good by the grace of God.
Amen. But we're going to pray. Lord, we thank you that Gabriel is energetic, but we're going to ask, Lord, that we're going to believe, Lord, if you're going to focus that energy towards you in Jesus' name and to obey mama and daddy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Gabriel. And mama and daddy, in Jesus' name. Amen. He's a hoot. That boy is. All right, who's next? I am so surprised. Joe, where's your hand?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you can. Go ahead now, Phil.
I'm transformed into that same image from glory to glory.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Josie says, I am born of God and the evil one does not touch me. That's exactly right. Lord of God. He can't. Go ahead, Andrew.
In him we live, move, and have our being.
Amen. That's right. All right, Barbara, go ahead.
I have been perfected in Christ, and I look in the mirror and I see Jesus.
Amen. Yes, you do. Glory to God. All right, Julie, go ahead.
I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
That's the one I had. Lord, that's okay. Then people can have the same one. Glory to God. Ditto. How's that? Go ahead, miss. Wait a minute. I think I just muted you.
Oh, I was chosen in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord.
Samuel says, we are the light of the Lord, shining as the, well, somebody else took his place. Hang on just a second. Y'all just come on here and say it. I don't want to have to read this. I ain't reading anymore. Y'all get on here and say this. Praise God. Go ahead, Deanna or Samuel.
I'll just go ahead and say it.
Amen.
The light of the Lord.
Yes, you are.
Shining the sun, or the sun in the noonday, the midday sun, that the darkness cannot apprehend.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else? Go ahead, Isaac.
Yeah, Romans 6:11. I reckon myself to be dead unto sin and alive unto God in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Lord God, did you raise your hand again? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's me this time. Sorry, we're on separate devices.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
I have been freed from the law of sin and death.
Woo, Lord of God, yes, you have.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Barry.
Ephesians 2:6, and raised us up with him and made us to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? 2 Corinthians 4:10. The life of Jesus has been manifested in my mortal flesh, Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Julie.
Romans 8:15, for we have not received a spirit of bondage again unto fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, and the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. So if so be, we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified with him. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:16, that according to the riches of his glory, he has granted me the strength with power through his spirit in my inner being, Lord of God. Ephesians 3:16. Go ahead, Gaino.
2 Corinthians 5:17, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new.
Amen. All things have become new. Glory to God.
Praise you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, praise. Yes, you do. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else? Boy, there's 9 million of them out there. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, 9 million of them at least. Praise the Lord. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen. Yeah, go ahead, Missy. I'm sorry, Isaac. That's a big hymn there. That's Mariana.
Yeah, that's all right. Close enough, you know.
Okay.
Me and Missy, we're both fans. Same Jesus.
You got a little pink hymn there.
So I'm going to claim one that Chuck sent me today, Revelations 12:11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life even unto death.
Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, Joe.
John 17:16-17. They are not of the world as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes. Praise God. That's who we are. Anybody else? First Corinthians 15:49. Just as I have borne the image of the earthy, I'm going to also bear the image of the heavenly. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, y'all are just glowing like neon signs out there. Go ahead, Judy.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of Christ dwells in you. You are free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are free indeed.
Amen. Anybody else? Hebrews 13:20-21 says about me. And that's what we're talking about in ourselves. We are who we say we are. We're making confessions. Now the God of peace hath made me perfect in every good thing to do his will. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus, and acting like Jesus. Anybody else? Yeah, Romans 8:28. Because I love God, all things work together for good. Glory to God. Benjamin, where's yours?
It's so crazy because I was just thinking of one, but I was like, I'm too shy. And then you kind
no, you're not. I'm going to call you out, brother. You're going to have to get rid of that shyness.
I am not my own, but I am Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Missy.
I can't remember what it was I was going to say now. Oh, help me, Lord. It was a pretty simple one. Come back to me.
Okay, I will. All right, go ahead, Gaynold.
1 John 5:18. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me.
That's right. Glory to God. Me neither. Go ahead, Vanita.
Mark 11:24. Whatever I ask for in prayer, I believe that I've received it, and it is mine. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Barry or Marilyn.
Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Missy.
Christ. Oh.
I have the mind of Christ. I speak as an oracle of God. And I call the things that are not as though they were. In Jesus' name. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Go ahead, Terry.
Christ is in me, the hope of glory.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Father. All right, go ahead, Mary and Marilyn.
1 John 1:9, if I confess my sins, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive my sins and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. How many of you have used that? I have. I ain't going to lie about it. Too many times, actually. Thank you, Lord. It's over. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
I am my beloved's, and his desires towards me.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Psalm 141, 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Thank you, Father, for doing this. Amen. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed Ooh, is
that. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Vanita, go ahead.
Whatsoever I speak as an oracle of God.
Yes, glory to God. I was just looking at that one too. Thank you, Father. All right, anybody else? What about it, Barbara?
Oh, it might have escaped me. Oh, Lord, help me. Wait a minute. Okay. It's at Romans 8:14. I am a son of God because I am led of his spirit.
Amen. That's right. We are. We're led of his spirit. Glory be to God. That's another
Amen. Thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Benjamin.
I'm preordained to conform into the image of his son.
Ooh, you're looking just like it, Ben. You're looking just like it, brother. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Matthew 5:10. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Glory to God. Go ahead, Vanita.
Psalm 34. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead.
Fellowship with righteousness, communion with light, concord with Christ, portion with believer, an agreement with the sanctuary.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Romans chapter 6, 14 and 18. For sin does not have dominion over me, and I, having been set free from sin, I have become slaves of righteousness. Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Lana.
Michael, I'd like to read one for all of us.
Go for it. That'd be great.
Okay. Trying to pull it up. That way I don't have to. Here we go. This is a take on Psalm 91. For all of us, we that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We shall say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. For he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover us with his pinions, and under his wings shall we take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, O Lord, art our refuge. We have made the Most High our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our tent. For he will give us his angels For he will give angels charge over us to keep us in all his way, all our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent shall we trample underfoot. Because they have set their love upon me, therefore will I deliver them. I will set them on high because they have known my name. They shall call upon me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them and honor them. With long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I receive it too. And I think everybody in here does. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Benjamin.
I'd like to say a psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He lacks me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. I've got that little book over here that I was looking for. I can't find it right now. Psalms 23. Y'all remember that little book? Yeah, that's a great little book. All right, anybody else? How many of you know in Ephesians 2 and 5 that we are all alive with Christ? That means you ain't dead. All right, Gayno, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Ephesians 2:10, for I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God afore prepared that I should walk in him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you are putting us in that walk, too.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, go ahead, Mary or Marilyn.
Luke 10, 9, I'm sorry, 19 and 20. The Lord has given me authority over all serpents and scorpions and all... He's given me authority to tread on all serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any wise hurt me. Notwithstanding in this, I rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto me, but rather I rejoice because my name is written in heaven.
Amen. That's one of my favorites. Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Isaiah 54:14, I am far from oppression and will not live in fear. How many of you know, if you know who Christ is and he's in you, you don't fear death, you don't fear nothing except God. And that's a reverential fear. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Go ahead, Benita.
All right. Matthew 5:48, ye therefore shall be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
God is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Praise you, Lord.
Not near nothing. Thank you, Lord. All right. Yeah, Benjamin. Or Andrew.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
Amen. Yes, he did. Glory, hallelujah. And I am so glad he did, too. 1 John 5:18. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Anybody else? I am holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4 and 1 Peter 1:16. Glory to God. That's two of them. I'm backed up by two of them. There you go. Go ahead, Judy.
1 John 4:4. I am of God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Gone, girl. That's right. We are. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Lord, hallelujah. Yep. All right. Anybody else? You know what? I have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It says that in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. Glory to God. There's some more there. Ephesians plumb full of them. I'm telling you, it's just plumb full. Yeah, Missy.
For by grace I have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, that I should not boast. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. I have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, and the eyes of my heart enlightened, so that I know the hope of having life in Christ. Glory to God. Yeah, guy knows.
Romans 8:17. I'm an heir of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Joe.
Mark 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid.
Amen. We're glowing like a neon sign, aren't we? We got Jesus so much in us, man, we are. Somebody look at us, they have to hold their hands up to the Father. Man, what is that shining in me? That's Jesus, let me tell you. All right, anyone else? Luke chapter 6, verses 36 through 38 said, I am merciful. I do not judge others. And I forgive quickly. And as I do this by God's grace, he blesses my life. Glory to God. How many of you know I'm blessed? I didn't say y'all, I said me. Yeah, all of us are blessed. Oh, God, we're all blessed. All right, anybody else? Did y'all know that in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, that God supplied all my needs according to his riches. How many of you know God's got a couple of riches up there? In glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, that means that I have unlimited blessings and supply. My. Glory to God. I was always talking about God supplies all of our needs. I was always amazed at George Mueller and his faith in the orphanage over in the UK. I believe it was London, wasn't it? And he never told anybody what he needed. The only one that knew what he needed was God. And you know, if you've ever looked at those orphanages over there and the pictures of them, he had a bunch of, I don't know how many great big three-story buildings he had, but he had a bunch of them. Go ahead, Missy. Gotta speak. Go ahead, Missy. I fought it off. Praise God.
By the mercies of God, I present my body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is my reasonable or spiritual service. And I'm not fashioned according to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise you.
Amen. Lord. You are a transformer, aren't you, gal? Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anybody else? Well, Ephesians 6 says, tell me this, in verse 16, in all circumstances, I live by faith in God and extinguish all, not just some of them, all of the flaming darts of the enemy. Every attack that he comes against me, God takes care of, because I got that shield of faith up. Glory to God. And y'all do too. All right, anybody else? That ain't all of them. I still got two or three more pages here. Romans 6 and 11 says this, it's in Christ. I am dead to sin. My relationship to it is broken and alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him. And that's with a big H. Go ahead, Benjamin.
2 Corinthians 2 and 15, for we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Missy.
I have Jesus as the treasure in my earthen vessel, that the exceeding greatness of power may be of God and not of myself. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Claire, go ahead.
This one might have been said already, but Romans 8, 1, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen. I ain't got no condemnation, y'all. I know it's not correct English, but it is in Arkansas, so praise God. All right, anybody else? Well, 1 Peter 1:43 says it. It says, I am born again, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for God's purpose through the living and everlasting word of God. Word of God. Yes, Lord, I am. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Barry or Marilyn.
Go ahead. Okay. Romans 5, 1 and 2. I am justified by faith. I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also I have access by faith into his grace, where I stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
Amen. The glory of God. Go ahead, Missy.
Not quite sure if anybody said this either, but I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes, you are. Praise God.
We are.
Yeah, I don't mind. No, never mind. You can say it again.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Julie.
But he knows the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23:10.
Yep. Thank you, Father. Romans 6 and 11. In Christ, I'm dead to sin. My relationship to it is broken, glory to God, and alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him. Praise God forevermore. And I'm still a joint heir with Christ. Yeah, Judy, go ahead.
I died with Christ. I was raised with Christ. And I am seated with him at his side in heavenly places. Amen.
Amen. You're more than a conqueror through Christ too, aren't you? Because he loves you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Missy.
I do not lose heart, but though my outward man is decaying, yet my inner man is being renewed day by day. For the light affliction, which is for the moment, works for me more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory. I look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I walk by faith and not by sight. Praise you, Lord.
Did you memorize that?
Oh, I've known that one for years.
I thought so. That's a good one. Thank you. Lord of God. All right. Anyone else? Romans 12 and 11 says, I overcame the enemy of my soul by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, quick question while we're doing this. What does it mean that we are ambassadors of Christ? Just a little quick question. Yeah, Julie.
I think as an ambassador, we represent our Father's kingdom. It's where we come from, because we're an ambassadors from our homeland. This earth, this world is not our home. We're from above. So we're representatives of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Go ahead, Benjamin or Andre. I saw one of y'all raise your hand.
I was probably just going to say something along the lines of that, but we're also foreigners in a different nation. So we need to be, well, the salt of the earth, basically, from all these nations here. But Julie said it pretty much all I was going to say. Good job, Julie.
Amen. Amen. Well, yes, all of that's true.
One mind, one body.
That's right. That's right. One mind and one body. Glory to God. We all got a different gift, but we utilize them in the same.
Do what we're an ambassador that shines and manifests Christ Jesus.
Amen. That's what I was really looking for there. It's shining Jesus all over the place, ain't it? And what did he do? Set the captives free. That's what he did.
He did everything he saw his Father do.
And everything the Father told him to do, that's what he did. And that's what he wants us to do. He had a lot of compassion and love for the lost, didn't he?
Yes. He gave food to drink, water. He went to the strangers, the strange people, the naked to be clothed in Christ.
Yep.
The sick and the people in prison. And he didn't even know he was doing it.
Oh, he knew he was doing it.
When did we see him? When did we see you in need like that? Whatever you did to the least of these, you did it also to me.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Samuel.
We are to go about doing the Father's business, just as Jesus. And his will be done, his kingdom be established in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We're supposed to be bringing the kingdom of heaven down here, aren't we? We're supposed to be showing people what the kingdom of heaven is like, what Jesus was like, what the Father is like. And that's love, pure love. What's the two greatest commandments? Go ahead, Joe. You got the answer.
Love one another as I love the world. But my thing was, you should speak as if you're an ambassador, speak as an oracle, speak the same as what your Father is speaking.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bring in heaven down to earth. Bring in heaven down. You know, when you think about it, think about who you are and where you're from. Every time that you get wake up in the morning, think about who you are and where you're from. I'm from the kingdom of heaven. How am I supposed to act like Jesus? Because I'm from heaven. Me and Jesus are brothers. Yeah, Claire, go ahead.
When I was young, I wanted to be an ambassador. So eventually the Lord allowed the start of that to happen. But what makes being an ambassador of Christ so much better than any political ambassador is that we take back enemy ground. We have authority. Other embassies just rent a building. But we're taking it.
That's exactly right. We take back what the enemy's gotten. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something else. Are we the temple of God? So as an ambassador, I should be, I'll tell you something. Some of you have been in the embassy, some haven't. I've been in the embassy in Morocco, and all around it is poverty. But you go to that embassy in the U.S., and it is a wonderful, wonderful building. It shows the authority of that country, of America, at that time. This was back in the 60s. And you knew that you were home when you walked in that place because everything was ornate. I mean, it was just something, something to see. They were showcasing America. That's what we're to do here. Showcase heaven here. That's what we're supposed to do. And we don't have lack either, do we? We don't have any kind of lack at all. So that brings me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. I am an ambassador for Christ. And then 1 Peter 2 and 9. I am part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a purchased person or people. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And my temple, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I belong to him. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 8, 19. Woo! Oh my. Man, I could get all fired up. How many of you get stirred up in the spirit when you get to thinking about who you are in Christ? Amen. Somebody give me a lost person. I need to shake some demons off of me. Go ahead, Andrew.
Now, I'd just like to say that as an ambassador, you would have to have a good walk, a good journey to show yourself in front of the other countries, because your country is a different country from any country in this world. So you have a journey to a pilgrimage. You are in a pilgrimage to show forth your ambassadorship.
That's right. And what is that thing that you're showing? We just got through talking about it. L-U-V. Love. We're showing Jesus is love. The word of God. All right. Anybody else?
Agape style.
Yeah, absolutely. Agape style love. Romans 8 and 33 and Colossians 3 and 12 together. I am chosen by God, forgiven and justified through Christ. I have a compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Amen. Lord, give me patience right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Speaking of love, the love of Christ is shed abroad in my heart.
Amen. Yes, it is. How far is that shed abroad? Ooh, that's pretty big, ain't it? It is. It's pretty big.
So shed abroad. It's shed abroad from me and others, in Jesus' name.
As far as the east is to the west, you reckon? Amen. How many of you know we're redeemed from the curse of sin, sickness, and poverty? Glory to God. That's Deuteronomy 28. Amen. We don't have any, we have no lack whatsoever. Go ahead, Julie.
I have a Passover because the blood of the Lamb is on my doorposts and on my lentils. And I claim Psalm 91. And I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I think we're going to have a Passover too. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus, I command this thing in my throat to leave right now in Jesus' name. I can bellow out like I was long ago. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yes, God. Yeah, Julie.
The right arm of the Lord I shall do valiantly.
Amen. Yes, I shall. We all shall do valiantly. Glory to God. I have been rescued from the domain and the power of darkness and brought into God's kingdom many years ago. Praise God. Colossians 2 and 7 says this about us. My life is rooted in my faith in Christ. And I overflow with thanksgiving for all he has done for me. Yes, Lord, we thank you so much for what you have done to us. Lord, you brought us into this place where we are right now. Lord, we're in that narrow path. We're going to stay on that narrow path with your grace and your mercy upon it. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. How many of you know that I'm healed and whole in Jesus? Isaiah 53, 5 and 1 Peter 5, 24, or 2, 24, excuse me. Amen. And everybody in here is too. Lord of God. Colossians 1:11 says, I'm strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. How many of you know God's got some glorious might? Ooh, my. I mean, the Lord just spoke into existence everything that you've seen in the whole world and universe. Spoke it by the word of his mouth. That's faith, isn't it? Yeah. He said, let there be light. He didn't say it to stop either. He's still going out there. Universe is still expanding because of Lord of God. We got a big playground when we get to heaven. My great. And you know why he did it? You know why he did it? For us. For us he did it. If you look in Genesis, he built the earth first. He built the earth first. He made the earth first. And then he made everything else for the earth. All those beautiful stars out there and all those planets you see out there, he made for us. Ain't no aliens out there, for goodness sake. That's a bunch of demons running around up there and them people looking at. All the people out here is us. Praise God. We're going to have some time together. Lord to God, I'll invite y'all into my Venus Palace. What? We'll have barbecue. Lord of God. With Jesus. No, I ain't going no Venus. That sounds like that's too far away. All right. Anybody else with a good confession of who you are in Christ? Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
This is in Colossians. Okay. See if I can read this. Applying it to me. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him I am made full, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom I was also circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands in the putting off of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, wherein I was also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And I being dead through my trespasses and the uncircumcision of my flesh, I say, this is hard to put it in. he did make me alive with him, having forgiven me all my trespasses and having blotted out bond written in ordinances that was against me, which was contrary to me. And he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, having despoiled the principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That's, amen. I should have read that for all of us.
Amen.
All of us, obviously, yeah. But.
Sometimes it can be a little bit tricky trying to put it in first person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Yep. James 4:7 says, I humbly submit myself to God and the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus, the name that's above all names. He cannot stay. Anybody else? Galatians 2:20 says, Christ lives in me, and I live by faith in him and his love for me, Lord of God. You know God just loves me. He loves y'all too. Anybody else? I got just here in this little old booklet, who I am in Christ is 35 of them. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Isaiah 62:3. I am a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. And so are you.
Yep, we sure are. Praise God. Y'all see my... Amen. What was that? Somebody's got in the chat there. Andrea said, not sure if this was mentioned for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamity. But when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Somebody ought to write a book about being weak and letting God be strong. You know what I'm saying? That's a good book too. I like it. 2 Timothy 1:7. I am not ruled by fear because the Holy Spirit lives in me. And he gives me his power, love, and self-control. Glory to God. Amen. Anybody else? Who are you in Christ? I'm on tag on to Missy's here. She gave earlier. I think it was Missy. Said, I know that Christ is in me and that greater is he that is in me than all the forces that come against me. 1 John 4:4 and Isaiah 41:10. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Sometimes we get caught up with what we see and we feel and we touch and we hear rather than what we see in the Word of God. Yeah, Missy.
I am not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yep. Amen. That's a good one, too. We need to remember that, too, don't we? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Julie.
1 John 4:17. Herein is love made perfect with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. So we have boldness in the day of judgment because his love is made perfect within us, because as he is, even so are we in this world.
Amen. We definitely want to have boldness when judgment comes. Glory to God. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. We know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him even as he is. And we all, with an unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
We're being transformed the same image from glory to glory. Praise the Lord.
You're looking like Jesus every day, Judith.
Thank you. You are too.
And you. All of us are. We're looking good like Jesus. Romans 5:5. I know I love because he has shed abroad his love in my heart through the Holy Spirit. And I know his nature in me is love. His love has gained control over me. For now I can love in whatever circumstance I'm placed in. Glory to God. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
This is in Romans 8 somewhere. the Spirit of God gives life to my mortal body. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Ephesians 1:7. This is one of my favorites, too. Ephesians 1:7-8. I am a new creation, created in Christ Jesus with the life of God, the nature of God, and the ability of God in me. Glory to God. Ooh, man, if we could just grab a hold of a little bit of that. Thank you, Lord. Fear flees from us too, doesn't it? It's gone. I ain't no fear anymore. I don't have any fear. When you don't have any fear, you know, you understand who you are in Christ, right? You don't have to worry about it. What you gonna do to me? You gonna pull that trigger? Well, you better make sure that that bullet don't go backwards. Cause if I still got some more work to do with God, you're gonna be dead. You know, something like that happens to you. Yeah, missing.
I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not on my own understanding. I acknowledge him in all my ways, and he directs my paths. I'm not wise in my own eyes. I depart from evil and fear the Lord, for it will be health to my navel and marrow to my bones. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Psalms 23, verse 5. God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, Lord of God, and he anoints my head with oil. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. We have said some good things tonight of who we are, and they are many, many, many more of who we are in Christ. And you know, something that's a good practice is to confess who you are every day. Because it'll start getting into your spirit and your mind, and start bringing those strongholds out of your mind of who you are in Christ. It will. You'll start doing things that you didn't think was possible. Wisdom will come out of your mouth. Woo, Lord of God. People say, that's going to sound like Solomon there. Or Jesus, even better. Man, my spirit's all stirred up now. Anybody not saved in here, we need to pray for them. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, it's been a privilege to have this outreach for so many years now. It really has. It's been a very, very good privilege for me. Met a lot of great people. Hadn't seen too many of them come visit. I've seen many of them, But I want to be able to, at some point in time, come see everybody. Joe, I think I'm coming out to see you.
I'm sorry, I'm praying for us. I need some help here.
You need some backup, huh? All right. Well, I'd love to come out there, and I think we will. I think we're coming there, and I think we're going over to see Dirk Paula, too. Probably Monroe, too. I don't know. We'll see. Praise God. Oh, well, I was going to tell y'all something. Oh, gosh, let me think here. I hear somebody talking. Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Can I ask a question while you're thinking of your... I posted Johnny Lemon 16. It was when Lazarus dies. But we're on our way to Lazarus. But why did Thomas ask, let us also go for that we may die with him? What did you think you mean by that? For anybody, so don't just like them.
All right. John 11:16 says, Thomas, therefore, who is called Didymus, said unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Oh, poor me. Anybody know what he's talking about then? Yeah, Marilyn.
Well, the Jews, you know, they were plotting to kill him, and he knew it, and they all knew it at that point. You know, it was so close. It was just, you know, a week or so before he was crucified. And so they knew that going, you know, Lazarus and Martha and Mary, they lived in Bethany, which was just right outside of Jerusalem. So if he went back there, that there was a chance that they were going to try to nab him and kill him.
And go ahead, Judy.
I looked at it, that aspect too, that they're going to kill Jesus. So they were willing to die with Jesus at that time. But I also was thinking that he was thinking, Jesus just told them that my friend Lazarus just died. And Thomas, it's like, well, let's go die with him. You know, that, you know, their compassion is like, well, we'll go die too. You know, if he died, we'll, you know, let's die too. I don't know. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Good news. I think Joe's already got the answer. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Yeah, Andrew. Where's Patrick tonight? Is he working?
I sort of got that perhaps he was speaking something prophetic for us. He's going to have a future cross. Thomas is going to have a future cross, like his personal cross, too. Since Jesus is going to his cross, then Thomas and the apostles are going to have their cross to deal with, too, their spiritual cross.
Your Bates. Anybody else?
Yeah, she seemed.
What's the answer, Joe?
No, that's why I'm asking. Now, Marilyn's got, well, everybody's got a good answer. So it's not just, that's why I'm asking a different way of thinking about it. I didn't think about what Marilyn said. That was me a good one of it. I was thinking mostly he's talking about, Lazarus. I was thinking about Lazarus and not just Jesus going back because they want to kill him. So that's a good point. Thank you.
Go ahead, Judith.
Well, they all thought like he was sleeping, but in verse 11, he spoke these things. And after he said, our friend Lazarus is fallen asleep, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. His disciples said, if he's asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus has spoken of his death, but they thought he spake of taking a rest and sleep. And Jesus therefore said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. So I kind of think, you know, that Didymus was thinking, Thomas was thinking, he said it to his other disciples, let us go with him that we may die with him. I don't know that they were really thinking that Jesus was going to die yet, because how many times did the Lord tell them and try to prepare them that I'm going to go up to Jerusalem, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be persecuted, I'm going to be, you know, all these things were going to happen. But they weren't always able to receive it or understand what he meant, because I don't think those scriptures, you know, of his prophetic word about him, they didn't fully understand. They hadn't been given that revelation yet to him. So I don't know that they knew really he was going to die, that this was going to happen to him. But they just, because he said, I do this so that you may believe. Believe who he was. I don't know. I think there's still a lot there. I don't know, but.
Could be. Go ahead, Claire.
When I read it, it sounds like Thomas is saying, well, if Jesus is going to go to a dead man, then I also want to be dead because I also want Jesus. Like if he's going to go to his friend, I want to be his friend. And if that means I have to die, then I'll die.
He was going to follow Jesus even to his death. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
No, I'm saying like Jesus said he's going to go to his dead friend. And that would have been a bit strange, you know, going to a dead friend because he'd already said, let the dead bury their dead. So maybe Thomas was thinking, well, if he's going to a dead friend, I also want to be dead because then it is assured that he will come to me.
Yes. Spiritually speaking.
Yeah.
Because he waited 2 days after he knew he was sick. He waited 2 days before he even decided to go. He waited till he was after he was dead and had been buried in the tomb for 4 days before he showed up.
Well, it'd be. Remember what he told him? Get that stone away from the cave there. What was it? Was it Mary that said, but Lord, he stinketh. He'd been Martha. In there for 4 days. Do what?
It's Martha.
And when you said, hold on, she brought that stone away.
39 and 40.
Yeah, Claire.
I don't think he did smell when he came out. I think he was perfect, and I think everything was perfect. I don't think you have to have one and have the other two. I think the sacrifice is enough. We don't have to be a stench. In fact, we're not allowed to be a stench to his nostrils. So I'm sure he smelled like lavender when he came out there.
He could have. Agreed. He could very well have.
Lots of spices.
I was fixing to say, they put somewhere around 100 pounds of spices on them in rags and stuff to embalm them.
I guess Martha was thinking after 4 days, the body would start to rot and there would be a smell in the natural. But when he came forth in the power of the word of God, he just came forth, ooh, you know, still bound. And
I wonder how many Lazarus came out of the ground when he hollered, told him to come forth, Lazarus. Oh, just one?
Didn't say anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, my. That was not a resurrection. That was a come back from the light, from the dead. That was just a, golly. That's what we're fixing to see here.
I am the resurrection and the life.
They tried to kill Lazarus after he came back from the dead. These people ain't got a bit of sense.
Yeah. I'm dead early after 4 days, too. Everything had to be restored inside of him. Yeah. Everything.
He was dead. He was dead as a hammer. Yeah, Joe.
I was thinking as now, he may want to kill him again, so with Jesus resurrecting the first time, why not the second and the third and the fourth time? They're not thinking.
I mean. So that was one of the great miracles that he did. The greatest miracle. What was the greatest miracle? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying he said it was, I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, so that you may believe. And there were a lot of people that were there who saw the resurrection that came, that were there with, you know, friends of Mary and Martha. They were grieving with him, right? Or for him, that they believed because of what they saw.
Yeah. What's interesting is the disciples really didn't fully understand all that Jesus did until Paul came along. That's what's amazing. Jesus tried to tell them, but they didn't have enough. They didn't have the Holy Spirit in order to understand. I'd have been scratching my head too. What? Every time he opened his mouth, you know, they were looking at one another. What in the world is he talking about? Because he didn't have the understanding of the Holy Spirit wasn't leading them. Once Pentecost came, it was Katie by the door. Yeah, they were speaking in new tongues out there. But it still took Paul and the revelations that he had for them to fully understand the resurrection and what it meant to them. That's why the powerless churches want to do away with Paul's epistles.
Yeah, because even Peter had to read it twice. He said, they understand.
That's right.
But, you know, that just goes to show he had to review it twice too. Or
yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad for Paul. But you know, Paul, I believe God took Paul, or Jesus came down and taught him everything. Either that or took him up there. I don't know. I think he said, Paul went up there. Whether in the body or the spirit, I know not. How many of you'd like to take a little short trip to heaven? I don't want a short trip. Short ain't going to do me. All right, anybody else? Man, my spirit's so stirred up, I'm going to have trouble getting... No, I'm not, in Jesus' name. I rebuke that. Glory to God. I'm looking for the angels to show up. Anybody looking for the angels to show up? Yeah, me too. I'll be looking for the angels. Ariel, that's my angel. He's right behind me. He goes everywhere I go. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, Father, I just thank you so much for your word. Because every time we get into words, our spirit gets stirred up. And when our spirit gets stirred up, we want to talk to you. We want to glorify you. We want to praise you. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit that you have placed in us is alive and well and kicking. And I praise you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, for filling us all with a fresh, fresh feeling. And that feeling comes by getting that spirit stirred up, because we've got all of Christ in us that we need. We've got all the Holy Spirit in us that we need. We just need to stir up our spirits sometimes by speaking the word. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, 3 a.m. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody got a prayer request before we close out here? Yeah, Benjamin, go ahead, brother.
It's a prayer request for myself. I am getting invited to a lot of weddings, and I'm very happy for it. But I don't want to get too distracted with all of that, because I know the times that we're in, and I'm best man at one of these weddings, and I don't want to veer too far away from what my primary focus is supposed to be, and that's towards his kingdom. But I also want to do well in my duties towards the groom. So, Father God, I thank you so much for all of these opportunities for me to share your gospel with people that are very deprived of true gospel, and help me in my duties to you and to the people around me. And I thank you, God, again, for this wonderful life that you've given me and you've given to all of us. Bless all of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I thank you that through these weddings that Benjamin would be a light that people would see. And they'd ask him about, what is that glow about you, Benjamin? What is that? And he can open up and tell them the gospel. Give them the gospel. Give them the real good news. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Praise your holy name, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, all right. Anyone else? We got just about 30 seconds. Yeah, Julie.
I'd like to add on to that prayer too. Father, I just pray you bless Benjamin, Lord, with self-control and discipline with his time, being able to say no when he needs to say no to things that aren't needed regarding these plans and everything. But if he's the best man, Lord, that you'll show him how and how to be the best man for his buddy, and Father, he'll be a blessing there. But also that he doesn't get distracted, because you see his heart. So I pray that you go before him and keep those distractions to a minimum, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Benjamin. Give him wisdom too, Lord, and discernment to speak the things that you want him to say. Amen. Lord, bless all these wonderful brothers and sisters tonight with a good night's sleep or a good day's work. In Jesus' name. Keeping our eyes focused on you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for David's wife, Elena. Lord, we thank you for having that baby come out tomorrow. In Jesus' name, you come out of there, baby boy. In Jesus' name. Doctor said it was a girl. I said, no, it's a boy. Lord of God. Yeah, there you go. No, not tonight. It's in the daytime. In the daytime. Yes, Jesus' name. So David can get a good night's sleep. Because it ain't going to be much sleep out there, baby comes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it will. I rebuke that. I throw it down in Jesus' name. I might have to quit speaking these negative things, Hunter Missy. All right.